This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is an incredibly complex and sensitive subject.
A hearing concerning the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh has begun before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In his opening remarks, Chairman Chuck Grassley said both Kavanaugh and the first woman to accuse him of sexual misconduct, Christine Blasey Ford, have been harassed leading up to it.
What they have endured ought to be considered by all of us as unacceptable and a poor reflection on the state of civility.
Kavanaugh, who's strongly denying the allegations against him, will be testifying later after Ford's testimony and departure from the hearing. Figures from the Commerce Department this morning show the nation's economy growing at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years. GDP increasing 4.2% annualized during the second quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on our top story as a hearing continues for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and a woman who's accused him of sexual misconduct, Christine Blasey Ford, giving her opening remarks. Here's some of what she has to say about what she claims happened with Kavanaugh at a party in high school.
I do not remember all of the details of how that gathering came together, but like many that summer, it was almost surely a spur-of-the-moment gathering. I truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions that have and will be asked about how I got to the party and where it took place and so forth. I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. But the details that about that night that bring me here today are the ones I will never forget.
Nominee Kavanaugh will be testifying later after Ford is concluded and has left the hearing room. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
6 weeks before the midterm elections, and voter enthusiasm is at its highest level for a midterm in more than two decades, according to the Pew Research Center study that finds 72% of registered voters say that which party will control Congress is going to be a factor in their votes. Democrats holding a 10-point lead over Republicans overall on a generic ballot. If the election were today, 52% of registered voters in this survey say they would vote for the Democrat, 42% saying they would vote for the Republican. Two-thirds of Democratic voters say they're more enthusiastic than usual about voting. The number's about 59% for Republicans. Uber is paying $148 million to settle a 2016 data breach. The national settlement was announced yesterday by California's Attorney General and the San Francisco DA. They say California is getting 18% of it, or $26 million of that total. Uber waited a year to report the hack, which exposed the personal information of 57 million customers and drivers over several states. The delay violated California law requiring immediate notification, and when it took action, the other states signed on to the lawsuit. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here, and we're that serious about it. I mean, when you consider the potential that is amongst us here, you know, all the 40-hour work week that's represented amongst the population, and right now we've got more jobs than people to fill them. That's a good thing, because now you've got people upgrading their positions. You've got hourly wages increasing, I think, by almost 3%, according to the latest survey. And things look up, so are looking up, and so it's up to us, we the people, to stay activated, especially in light. Bruce Thatcher, I'm going to bring you on here right now and say happy Constitution Day. Bruce Thatcher, of course, is the author of the breakthrough book, and I should say series of books, and we're going to be talking about these new books, these e-books that are coming out, starting out with Adam and Aggressors, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Peril, and Make It Work, the Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It. Bruce writes about history. That's his heart. It's a project dedicated, I should say, History Speaks Today, the founder, and it's a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. Bruce, Constitution Day, rather significant day and a good reminder for us to, hey, when was the last time you read the Constitution, huh?
Very good reminder. Yeah. It is Constitution Day, and we would all do well to just check back that document from time to time, particularly some of the folks in Washington these days. I had in paying attention to the Constitution, one of the things that sticks up from that is the primary, at least one of the primary responsibilities of our government is to protect us from foreign encroachment or foreign aggressors.
Mm-hmm.
These most recent books probably deal with that aspect of the Constitution more than any other, and administrations variously have done that, better or worse, over history. I became concerned to the point of moving me about 10, 12 years ago that we weren't learning, we weren't exhibiting that we learned the lessons of history when we were dealing with the likes of Kim Jong-il in that case and Ayatollah Khomeini and negotiating with people who were probably adamant aggressors. We weren't. We simply were breaking the rules, and
we get attacked by radical Islamists, and one of the first things the President of the United States does is he goes down to a local mosque to kind of, yeah, and I understand his heart and what he was trying to do, but I think that the unintended consequences was it gave cover to the rest of the radical Muslims that were already in the country. Again, what I see, Bruce, and you can see if this analogy works for you, is Ronald Reagan, others before him, talked about this light on a shining hill. We are a light of freedom to the rest of the world, but you got to understand that light bugs the holy what have you out of despots and other people that think otherwise, and they've been doing everything they can since then to blow that light out. That's what I see happen.
Well, I think that's part of it, absolutely. And in dealing with that reality, one of the greatest mistakes we make is to not identify specifically who these threats are. And the instance you referred to of going down to the mosque was a perfect example of refusing to identify radical Islam as an existential threat to lots of countries around the world, including ourselves.
Right.
The first step in dealing with an adamant aggressor is to understand and identify who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And certainly, we've had a lot of examples of presidents and politicians and leaders trying very hard to not identify.
Well, when you have a situation, Bruce, where you have a growing number of people within our country that want to replace the Constitution with Sharia law, there's no compatibility between those two elements here. And the fact that we're even open to have that conversation, to me, is ludicrous.
I think there are people who want to replace the Constitution, some with Sharia law, some with some other fantasy of a better way of running the country. America is an exceptional country and has become that way because of the principles in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and how that has freed our resources and our people to literally expand what we are just incredibly. It had never been seen in the world before. But people now, in generations now, the majority of the American people now have been born at a time when they haven't experienced some of these things, and so their reality begins with the reality they saw let's say on the day they were born. And we don't teach them the values and the history that we used to teach. So they start from a point of view that leads them to easily accept, without judgment or without critical analysis, some of these other things that seem to them just at the flip of a smartphone to be, oh, that's a good idea.
Exactly. Well, and it starts at the home, I would say. You know, parents have abdicated their responsibility to teach their children. I know when I was growing up, my father was a World War II vet. We talked about Pearl Harbor. We talked about history. We talked about these things in our Constitution, these things that mattered to our lives, the ability to, for self-expression and hard work, and these are the kind of things that we're taught today. They're left up to these rather progressive professors that think that they titillate these kids' ears, and all out of the theory, the theoretical room of the coffee rooms of faculties and campuses across this country today, that speak very irresponsibly and unintelligently. We just had Dr. Michael Busler, who was on with us, and he's a professor, and as he shared with the kids, and I've used this analogy as well, in terms of this socialism movement that's happening, and I think it's one of these things that, okay, maybe a valid observation, but wrong conclusion, but let's apply it. Let's say one person works hard, they do all their hard work, they score a 95, they need a 70 in order to pass the class. There's three knuckleheads that didn't work as much, they wanted to pull around and not apply themselves, and they only come in with 65. So let's take 20% off that guy who has 95. 25, and we're going to spread it out so everybody passes. Everybody happy, right?
Right.
Well, you know, that's not fair. So, and especially if you're the guy who, you know, or the gal that worked hard and did your due diligence and scored the 95, now you're going to get reduced to 75. How is that going to do in terms of any further ambition that you may have in, you know, some graduate school opportunities?
It gives us equality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there it is. And then, of course, then you de-incentivize the person who did all the hard work. And certainly this is what we went through part and parcel under 8 years with Barack Obama. And this is what we're seeing by contrast under Donald Trump and what's happening with the GDP and how new businesses are flourishing and exploding even as we speak. More from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Right here, right now.
Jesus live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain, washed away every stain. His name is mercy. His name is worthy. Worthy to take my place. Oh, what amazing grace. His name is Jesus.
Intersection of faith and politics, we welcome you. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher, author, historian, founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. But Bruce, sometimes I think it's almost like the law of gravity. We have to fall off the roof once again to realize the law of gravity is still in play, huh?
One of the lessons of history is that we don't learn from history.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to keep learning that gravity thing. That's what these five new sort of digest books are, that are in easy to read ebook Kindle format. And they're all about atom aggressors. And maybe it takes, maybe I ought to, let me define that term, atom and aggressors.
Yeah, please.
That's not the way they're usually referred to. Most adversaries have goals that include overlapping areas, and they're mostly opportunistic. They'll see a chance to take something or impose their will, and they'll do it, but they're not focused on a single objective over time. An adamant aggressor, however, is a person or movement that's absolutely consumed with some particular objective, which is, in our case, is counter to our national interest. It's an obsession with them. They're ruthless. They have a desire to dominate. They believe their goals will justify any means, and they're unrelenting. They just can't be changed through reasoning. And those people behave differently than normal adversaries or normal aggressors. So these books deal with that kind of person and how you have to deal with them. You can't assume they think like you do. You can't assume that you just present some reasonable solution to a conflict and, oh yeah, that makes sense, they'll go along with it. They won't.
This is a fixed ideology, is it not?
Yes.
I mean, we hear people being, ideological in that, but and it's just another word in the language. But when you really break it down, it is all encompassing. It is passion engaging. It is brain focused. Is it not?
It is, and absolutely. And when you look at these examples, they make that point very clearly. There's five of these books that are out or coming out, and in all five cases, the adamant aggressor makes known, clearly known, their intentions long before they have the power to carry it out. They publish books. Hitler published Mein Kampf. Mehmed had a history of Islamic obsession with Constantinople. James K. Polk announced in his inaugural address and in his campaigning before he was elected what he intended to do vis-a-vis Mexico or Mexican territories. What they're focused on is never a secret if you open your eyes. What you need to understand is there is nothing you're going to do to change their minds unless you can convince them they cannot succeed.
Right. That's like when you have radical Muslims saying, look, we want America and Israel to be no more. They're telling you, there's no negotiation. There's no reasoning. The only thing we negotiate is your demise, I guess.
You really ought to pay attention to it.
Right. Exactly.
And part of the history of these adamant aggressors, with one exception, and that's Stalin, where we finally reacted correctly, a little bit late in the game, but we reacted correctly. With all of these cases, the targets of the aggressors simply refused to accept that these things were really true. You know, nobody could do that. That's not a big deal. That's not going to happen. You can't take that attitude toward an adamant aggressor.
Right. Yeah, and this is what we continue to do, whether it's through political correctness, and you're exactly right. I mean, you go back through history, Bruce, and time and again, empires that were well established and thought that they were totally impenetrable, all of a sudden you get, you know, they get penetrated, and the walls come falling down quite rapidly, do they not?
They do, and particularly from the point of view of history, it's just almost in a blink. They come down, but the problems have the aggression, the rotting, the erosion has been going on typically for quite a while before that very ominous, obvious event takes place. My fear is that we in our country, we're how do I put it, letting our guard down because we're in many ways allowing our defenses to erode, and we're not staying strong where we need to have strong, and we're not confronting these people in the way they need to be confronted.
Well, we're rotting from the inside out. I like that term because that's what's going on, you know, at the very root of our country. You know, listen to the way people talk and the I mean, I'm all for free speech. I mean, let's have free speech. Let's reason together. Let's go head to head with your ideas against mine so we have a better America. All that's good. That's what the founding fathers intended. And that's what ideally we would hope that would occur. But right now, with the weaponizing of certain speech and whatever, if you say the wrong thing, you've offended people. You go to jail, can't pass go. This is what it's come down to. So now our, you know, there's no longer free speech. Our liberties are compromised. And it's in the understanding and in the boundaries of freedom that America can grow and maintain its strength. Otherwise, we're compromised, and that's what's happening today.
I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. The founding values of this country absolutely are focused on that one word, freedom. It was an astounding new concept at the time in the world. And if we let go of these things and let them keep eroding, and that's usually the way it goes, then we're not going to have it. We're not going to have freedom. And as it relates to adamant aggressors, what it does is it weakens us to the point of where the aggressor, the particular individual who wants to from the exterior take over, can more easily do that. Time in this process is always of the essence, and time is always on the side of the aggressor, not on the side of its target.
Interesting today that they are using the Donald Trump administration, Donald Trump administry, his presidency, as a lightning rod, are they not?
They are. They are using it as a lightning rod, which I think, I really think is one indication of how threatened they feel by it. They recognize that some of the things that we're doing now are actually things that will hurt their objectives and their goals, and they're pulling out all the stops to
Puts them back. Absolutely. It sets them back big time. But the thing is that we, the people, need to understand what is taking place here. That, you know, when you take a look at, just do a Ben Franklin comparison. You know, what gives us freedom, what gives us less freedom? And you can say Donald Trump at the top, and you can say Ocasio-Cortez and the socialists and Nancy Pelosi on the other, if you want to do that. And, you know, see the comparison. It is quite clear, and the adamant aggressor is going to the top because they know if they can take out the head, then what's going to happen with the rest of the people?
That's right. Yep.
It's dangerous times, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in right now. We need to take it seriously, and that's what you're talking about here, Bruce. With adamant aggressors, you know, the time is now, and the releasing of these booklets, these e-books that you're talking about, is so critical. It's perfectly timed, and we need to get our hands on it. How do we do that?
Probably the easiest, they're all on Amazon.com. The easiest thing might be to go to my website, HistorySpeaksToday.com, because you can find all five of them together there.
Right there.
And they will link you immediately with Amazon.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers.us, Veterans Tip of the Day.
The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is an incredibly complex and sensitive subject.
A hearing concerning the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh has begun before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In his opening remarks, Chairman Chuck Grassley said both Kavanaugh and the first woman to accuse him of sexual misconduct, Christine Blasey Ford, have been harassed leading up to it.
What they have endured ought to be considered by all of us as unacceptable and a poor reflection on the state of civility.
Kavanaugh, who's strongly denying the allegations against him, will be testifying later after Ford's testimony and departure from the hearing. Figures from the Commerce Department this morning show the nation's economy growing at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years. GDP increasing 4.2% annualized during the second quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, lest you think something different, let me remind you, God is still on the throne. He is sovereign, the creator of heaven and earth. Nothing is catching him by surprise whatsoever. So I know some of you are being challenged right now, especially those of faith. But I got to tell you, I am greatly comforted that there is the truth. And that's what's most important. This is why we're so committed to pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. With us, our next guest, I know, feels the same way. We've been joined from the hip. Seconds after we met, we knew that, there was just something about our relationship and the way God has brought us together. I'm talking about Carl Gallups, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Celebrated best-selling author. He is a prolific writer. He is also a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, so he brings a lot to the discussion, especially because of his passion for the whole truth and nothing but. Carl, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us.
Bill Martinez Live. Hey. I love you, brother. Hey, thanks for the introduction. It's great to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you here. Of course, a lot to talk about on this incredible day. Some are calling it Judgment Day.
Yeah.
As Judge Kavanaugh is getting his day in court of the court of public opinion. Yeah, kind of, sort of, in the court of public opinion. I think it's ironic. We've been saying, Carl, I think you can appreciate this as a former law enforcement officer and, you know, an officer of the court, that here we are. We're talking about seating a Supreme Court justice, and the rule of law has been thrown out the door. Due process, the presumption of innocence is gone. And now the Senate committee has validated the court of public opinion. This is extremely dangerous, if not upside down, is it not?
Yeah, yeah. The general public, your audience in particular, this whole process ought to terrify them.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is all, these are all test cases for where the socialists want to go in this nation concerning rule of law. They want rule of law for themselves, but for everybody else, they want court of public opinion, and they want a rigged trial if it ever comes to any of us. And I'm telling you, brother, not only that, but these are floating test cases for the 2020 election. They started with the Supreme Court justice up in Alabama, Judge Roy Moore. So, you know, they bring forth a string of sexual misconduct allegations and never do prove them. And as a matter of fact, where are all those accusers now?
Exactly.
Judge Roy Moore. Where's that?
Exactly.
Where did that go? So they got what they wanted, and they walked away. They don't care about the women.
No.
You never hear anything about those women anymore.
Let me just say.
So now we've got this case, and if this case is allowed to destroy Kavanaugh, if Kavanaugh breaks down and admits, or if there's some kind of forensic evidence that comes forward that proves that he actually did all this, that's a different thing.
Yes.
But as far as what we have now, if this destroys Kavanaugh, I promise you, mark my words, when the 2020 election comes around, they will drag 40 women with allegations against Donald Trump. You mark my words.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, we knew it was a matter of time for the pigpiling to take place. We said this at the onset because, you know, the fact that you had one accuser come forth and the timeline, of course, we're talking somebody who's been dealing with, obviously, something traumatic that happened. As Judge Kavanaugh said, that he doesn't question that something traumatic happened in her life, but he was not the one.
Yes.
And, you know, it's interesting how they're willing to accept on one hand that there are things that can be loss of memory because of, you know, something traumatic like this could occur. But yet she can be so 100% about it being Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Brother, may I take a few minutes and unpack some things? I spent 11 years in Florida law enforcement, two different sheriff's offices under three different sheriffs. I have investigated cases like this and have solved them, put people in prison. Mm-hmm. As a law enforcement officer, I've seen both sides. I've seen the false accusations, and I've investigated those. I've seen the genuine accusations, and I've investigated those. So I have a lot to bring to this discussion. Mm-hmm. Also, as 35 years in the ministry, 33 years as the senior pastor in one church, I have also been involved in allegations of sexual misconduct, sexual assault, sexual molestation. I have actually helped to solve cases. In fact, there are people in prison because of my assistance in helping to solve those cases since I have been a pastor.
Yeah.
So I've got some observations, if you don't mind.
Yes, please. No, this is the reason I wanted you on the show, because I knew because of your background. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. As a man of God and a pastor and a former lawman and a man who loves and supports the Constitutional Republic, Bill of Rights, rule of law, and biblical principles, I'm not being trite when I say this. I want the truth in this matter. I've been a big supporter of Donald Trump, but every time an accusation has come forward against him, I've always said, hey, I'm open to the truth. I don't just blindly politically support people, anybody.
Right.
I want the truth. And when serious allegations are brought forward, let's investigate seriously and let's do something about it. But here's the thing. There are three fundamental questions now that we have to ask after we're watching this. First of all, do we just indiscriminately believe every woman, because she's a woman, that makes any allegation of criminal assault? Mm-hmm. I mean, I want your audience to think through that and listen to my words.
Well, there have been Democratic senators that say that's the case. Well, you know, the senator from Hawaii, Hirono, she says men should shut up. And I think Dick Durbin said it the other day, or it might have been Schumer who suggested as much that, I guess to make up for past sins or whatever, that men are immediately invalidated.
Well, that's my point, Bill. And so I chose the word very carefully. Do we indiscriminately believe every woman that makes allegations of criminal? Now, in my criminal investigations as a law enforcement officer, I gave an accusing woman the benefit of the doubt, not necessarily over the accused, because he would have to have his day in court and there would have to be criminal investigations run, but I always gave the woman the benefit of the doubt, of course, because if she was sexually assaulted, we need to get to the bottom of it. But now I'm asking, according to what we're hearing, now, the question is, do we indiscriminately believe every woman? And by the way, I've got some anecdotal experiences with that. Number two, is the accused presumed guilty or presumed innocent until proven guilty? Well, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, it should be that. Number three, does the accused have to prove his innocence, or does the accuser have to prove their accusations? That all goes to biblical principles, the constitutional republic we live in, Bill of Rights, and rule of law. All three of these fundamental questions that your audience knows how to answer these according to biblical principles, constitutional republic, Bill of Rights, and rule of law. Of course, we do not indiscriminately believe every accusation made by a woman or a man concerning criminal assault. Number two, we presume innocence upon the accused until we can prove them guilty. We have to be that. Otherwise, we become a banana republic.
Exactly.
Number three, of course, the accused does not have to prove their innocence, but the accuser has to prove their accusations. I hear the music.
Well, and this was the concern with one of the demands that Dr. Ford had coming in, or her legal team, that they wanted Judge Kavanaugh to come on first, which is upside down. I mean, you know, these are attorneys that are obliterating the rule of law here.
Yeah. They're floating test cases for our culture and for the 2020 election. That's what this is about. With all of this is gone, you'll never hear about this woman again, just like with Judge Roy Moore.
He's the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, former decorated law officer, and he's with us. And we've got more from Carl Gallups when we come back from the break. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Pastor Carl Gallups continues, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Critically acclaimed Amazon top 60 best-selling author of numerous books and a radio talk show host himself, which I've had the opportunity and blessing to be on his show on several occasions, and I'm grateful for that. Carl is also a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. Carl, you bring so much to bear in terms of the legal realm in the face of what we're dealing with right now. I believe it's inopportune for Dr. Ford as well as Judge Kavanaugh that what we've got right now is it's a bit of a travesty for the rule of law. And as you say, yeah, these are all test balloons being thrown up right now, yeah, to condition we the people. And we the people need to be scared, because if something like this can happen to a seated judge in the court, what does that mean for the everyday citizen, Carl?
Yeah, well, it means that this is where the left is trying to take the entire nation and the rule of law they would like to impose upon us. Now, I can promise you that same rule of law would not apply to them once they became the queen bees and we were all the worker bees in the hive. That's what right. Socialism and communism does. I just came back from doing a bunch of television interviews around the nation. I was on an airplane late last night sitting beside somebody who was raised in a deeply, thoroughly socialist nation. She was telling me horror story after horror story. She's in love with this nation. She's a registered nurse. She's a professional in her field, been in it for years. She works in trauma centers. And she was telling me story after story, saying that America is headed right down the sewer drain of socialism. This whole Kavanaugh proceeding was just terrifying to her. Mm-hmm. And she's not against the woman, you know, right. like right. I am not either, right. if she has truly been assaulted by Kavanaugh. But the deal is, she's saying that the rhetoric, the way this is... See, the thing is, when Kavanaugh was first mentioned by Donald Trump, I mean, this process started months ago. I mean, why wasn't something done then? Why was it dropped at the last second as a surprise bombshell? Why is it now a he said, she said, and I can't remember. But he did it. I know he did it, but I can't remember who was there or where it was or how I got there or when I left. By the way, that does not line up with criminal investigation.
Exactly. Well, even the people that she mentioned have categorically denied any knowledge of what she's talking about.
Yes.
So, as we know, basic to the rule of law and even scripture says you must have at least two witnesses, do you not?
Yes. And so their response to that, once that came out, and of course there was conservative pushback, rule of law pushback, the next statement that was released is, oh no, she has now three cooperating witnesses. Well, when we got to the bottom of that, I know your audience knows this, but for those that are new to rule of law and jurisprudence, let me explain what cooperating witnesses mean and cooperating evidence means. They said she's got three cooperating witnesses. I remember when I heard that in my silly naivete, I thought, oh my gosh, okay, well, there you go. If she's got cooperating, then I discovered what their so-called cooperation was, and I realized they were once again perverting a legal term. She said she had three witnesses. One of them was her husband. The other two were some of her friends, girlfriends, who heard her say that Kavanaugh assaulted her. Well, that's not cooperating evidence of it. That's like if I
don't they call that hearsay?
Well, it's worse than that. It would be like if I said accused you of being some horrendous criminal. I don't know, a bank robber.
Right.
Okay, and the next thing you know, all of your audience is wanting an investigation, et cetera, et cetera. And I say I've got cooperating witnesses. And then people say, oh, my gosh, he's got witnesses that saw Bill Martinez rob a bank. And then you discover that my cooperating witnesses are people who've heard me say that I think that you are a bank robber.
Your audience members.
Yeah.
Radio show.
That's not cooperating. All they can corroborate is they heard me say that you were a bank robber. But that cannot corroborate whether or not you're a bank robber. This whole thing is ridiculous. See, the thing is, if this precious and poor woman truly was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh or anybody else, my heart goes out to her. If there's any way to forensically prove it, then it needs to happen. But right now, it appears to me to be a political bomb, a test case, a he said, she said, an impossibility for Kavanaugh to even defend, which is exactly what these evil leftists are trying to do to this nation. So it's a very complex situation. The leftists know it, and I truly believe America's losing its collective mind. This ought to scare people to death that have any concern for our constitutional republic and rule of law.
Well, the bottom line in all this, and what smacks of politicism here, is we've seen the demonstrations. Of course, not going to be a whole lot of demonstrations with Dr. Ford in the room, but wait till Judge Kavanaugh comes on. Then we'll have the hysterias and the disruption taking place, as they did earlier. This is about Roe v. Wade. This is about the invalidation of President Trump. I think it's quite rich that you have the Democratic Party regarding votes, and that every vote needs to count and all this good stuff. Well, what about 63 million plus votes for Donald Trump? You're going to invalidate all those, and you knew who he was going to nominate as a judge. I mean, this is why conservatives got behind this president, was because he had 25 highly qualified. I mean, this is a judge who's highly qualified. He's got all the credentials. He's got an A++ rating from the Bar Association. I mean, this is how up there he is. He's had six extensive FBI investigate background checks, which people don't realize. And we've spoke with a former FBI agent whose job was to conduct background checks on people. He says, Bill, yeah, we go back to high school. I said, really? You go, oh yeah.
Yeah,
we go
do.
Deep.
They speak to your teachers. Yes, they go way back.
So he's gone through six of them. Now, you would think what's being alleged here, we're talking chain gang rapes, the kind of disgusting things that have been suggested here, that in a small community that, you understand how small communities, even like, there were in Milton where you're at, boy, word spreads fast. I mean, gossip spreads fast. You're going to tell me that something like this is not going to spread in the community, that, that little Brett Kavanaugh is a little deviant and that he's the leader of these chain gang rape programs, going on?
And then you got to ask, why would she keep going to these parties?
Right.
If that was the case, and if that was going around the community, why would she do that?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is deep. Listen, how much time do we have, brother?
We've got about, about five more minutes.
Okay. Well, may I just say to your audience, listen, I understand the political correct ramifications of this. I understand the rule of law and the legal ramifications of this. If this woman truly is a victim of this from her high school days, and I'm not making light of that. I mean, I understand. As a former cop, I understand why some women and some men do not report these kinds of things for decades. Some never report them. Some will wait a year or two or three or four. I get that. But I can also tell you, as someone who's investigated these cases, not only as a cop, but I have, in my purview as a pastor, assisted law enforcement in situations that I've been involved in, uncovering and actually helping to put people in prison on these same kinds of things. And I can tell you, in my own life, I've gone back just to do some exercises of three or four traumatic events that happened to me as a child and as a teenager. No, I was not raped, but I'm talking about assaults, being beat up, et cetera, attacked. And I went back, and it hit me. No, I could not remember the date. In fact, in most cases, I could not even remember the season of the year. Right. But in every case, I could remember who did it, who was there, who was with them, where we were, exactly where we were, how I got there, and how I left. In every case, plus the investigations that I've conducted, those kinds of facts are almost always seared into a person's memory.
Exactly.
I was watching these hearings this morning, and I heard Dr. Ford go on to using technical scientific terms to
her hippocampus,
about the hypothalamus and what happens chemically, it basically saying so that she could remember a person but couldn't remember any details. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was doing a criminal investigation, if somebody could remember clearly who attacked them but could remember no other corroborating evidence or detail, that would always strike up the fishy signal in our mind. And so I'll just give you one little example. So
that's what I was going to ask you about, an example. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife was actually witnessed this. She was actually on a ride-along program with the sheriff, one of the sheriff's offices, a big sheriff's office that I worked at as a patrol officer at that time, and I have done criminal investigations in another department. But in this one, we were riding. It was late at night, Friday night. We were in a huge university area and city and background, and we were outside of a bar, and a woman came over to the car just distraught. My patrol car, I had just pulled up in front of the area and was just kind of surveying. Mm-hmm. My wife was with me under department policies. This woman comes up. She's screaming. She's crying. She's distraught. I've been raped. And, of course, I immediately give her the benefit of the doubt. I get her in the car. I'm sitting there. I'm trying to calm her down. My wife is trying to calm her down. I begin to interrogate and ask the proper questions.
You've got about 15 seconds.
Okay. And the bottom line is she finally admitted that her boyfriend wouldn't give her a ride home, so she was accusing him of rape so she could punish him. Uh-huh. But it took a long time for me to get there. These things happen, brother.
Exactly. Pastor Carl Gallup, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Pastor, thank you so much. I appreciate the insight, and I know that our audience is benefiting from your wisdom and your experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting